Hello, and welcome to the Death Penalty Information Center's series of podcasts examining the status of the death penalty in each of the states. In this podcast, we will briefly discuss the history of the death penalty in Alaska and some of the circumstances that led to its abolition. The native people of Alaska were subject to Russian colonial rule in the 18th century and to U.S. territorial rule from 1867 until 1959, when it became a state. As a territory of the United States, Alaska only carried out 12 executions. Of the 8 persons executed between 1911 and 1957, almost half were Native Alaskans and 2 were black, even though, reportedly, almost 3/4 of the known murderers were white. Court-appointed attorneys chosen to defend minorities were often subpar, and many defendants did not understand English. In 1957, the territory of Alaska abolished capital punishment by substantial majorities in both houses of its legislature. Warren Taylor was the bill's primary sponsor and is given much credit for its passage. Fear of racial bias, as well as the lack of deterrence, were the primary motivators for the abolition of capital punishment in Alaska. One legislator, Robert Ziegler, outlined the deterrence argument. He said, "If someone would show me that executing people would cause less murders, I could be persuaded to change my mind. But nowhere yet has it been borne out statistically. Most crimes are crimes of passion, plus I think minority groups would suffer most from the death penalty." In 1974, a bill was introduced to reinstate the death penalty for certain first-degree murders. The bill failed by one vote. Similar legislation was introduced yearly, but all efforts to reinstate capital punishment failed to pass. Among the reasons given for Alaska's rejection of the death penalty are its unique political and economic history, the strong influence of its minority populations, a sparsely populated landmass, and limited state resources. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Death Penalty Information Center podcast. For more information, visit deathpenaltyinfo.org.